beautiful and simple ayah on, Allah is talking about the prohibition here of backbiting. And the order to the person who hears backbiting to refute it and to stop the person from backbiting. And if he is unable to do so, then the person should not listen to him or he should leave the assembly. So regarding backbiting, Allah SWT in the Quran says the following: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا سمعوا اللغو أعرضوا عنه. That when you hear, وَإِذَا actually means in this case that perhaps perchance you may be in a various environment, and when you're in that environment people will talk things. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْ, when you hear things that are lagh. Lagh means that which is futile, that which has no benefit to your life or your existence. So let's say, for example, me and Brother Ali are talking, and I start telling him, you know, there's such and such product out there, it's so great and it's this and that. That product that we are talking about, it may so happen that it doesn't benefit him but and doesn't benefit me. Or the best example I can use right now, me and Brother Ghulam, for example, are talking about how the greatest basketball player out there made so many points. He is not going to be a basketball champ. I'm not trying to break his ego, but it's reality. And I'm not going to be a basketball champ either. And nor am I going to own a basketball team. And I don't think he will own one either. But maybe, inshallah, Allah will give him a lot of barakah in owning something even better than that. But the point here is, وَإِذَا سَمِعُ اللَّغْ, talking about that team, talking about whatever regarding that, it's not going to change my life and it's not going to change his life. Yes, but if he said, you know those basketball players, when they throw that three-point shot and you look at their arms, it's like they've got a jungle over there and they should clean it, then maybe we both can benefit from that dialogue. Because in the hadith it comes that your hair should not grow more than, when I say hadith, the ulama have derived, by the way, from hadith, that hair under your armpits and in certain parts of your body should not exceed more than the size of the grain of rice. Because if it does that, then it affects your ibadah and it affects your good things. So it's the context. But in general, just talking about this team and this movie and that movie, these things are going to mess up your life and they're going to change exactly who you are all about and what you are all about. So وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُ عَنْهُ, when that is taking place, then Imam Nawawi says, either A, you walk away from that environment, number one. Number two, you change that topic gradually to something that is beneficial to both individuals and the ummah at large. Or number three, gradually say, assalamu alaikum, wish the person well, not wish the person bad, and thereafter move on to something more productive and beneficial. Another ayah Imam Nawawi mentions here is, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. As far as the hearing is concerned, as far as the seeing is concerned, and as far as the heart is concerned, this is very, very serious, because the things that goes through your heart sometimes are sick and pathetic. It's a reality. We are part of the environment. And we're blaming the environment. Allah has given us control as well. Allah says, all these vital organs. I mean, you know, there's a fellow, by the way, he just lost a finger. I know it sounds small when I say he just lost a finger, but it's not a small thing. He was cutting something, he did something, and he lost it. It happened a few days ago, and may Allah make it easy for him. You know, this guy was so traumatized, and this is what he said. It's one of the things he said, Imam, how am I going to live my life from here on? This is what, and it's a serious thing, because we take it for serious, we take it for granted. He says, Imam, my whole life, because it's the shock of the moment. He was in hospital, I went to visit him. It was a shock of the moment. He says, how am I going to function from here on? Just one piece, this probably 1 inch is gone. And it's already concerning him. So Allah is saying, your hearing, you are taking for granted. What is not going through your ears? As far as your eyes are concerned, what does it see and not see? And as far as your heart is concerned, the things that you are putting in that heart from your hearing and your eyes is something you are taking very, very lightly. Allah says, don't take it lightly.
كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا. Each one of these entities will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah as to what it heard, what it saw, and what it brought into this magnificent heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So my brothers and sisters, in the next few days inshallah, you'll be going home and there'll be every type of temptation out there. Someone will come with this news and someone will come with that news and someone will say they saw this and someone will say they read that. Just focus on this ayah. Don't focus on what I'm saying, just on this ayah. What does my Allah expect of my ears? What does my Allah accept of my eyes? And what does Allah accept of my heart? And inshallah, if you focus on this ayah alone, Allah inshallah will continue guiding us all to a greater and a more straighter path, inshallah. Wa akhu da'wana, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.